Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Did a hotbox on a session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah. That proper finished blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Legs out, see your proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fear from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus. Use the code TALKINGBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later. Will you put us in, man?
We are in.
Are we in?
We're in.
Locked into the matrix now. I'm bollocks. Terrence, you want to carry this whole episode, mate?
I was going to say I feel a bit worse than you.
He was bouncing 30 seconds ago.
Don't know what's...
No?
No, but you did the same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
We started that episode yesterday. The episode's going out this week,
yep.
Just the two of us. And we sat down to share and we're like, oh, how are we going to get through this? Let's just tell them about the whole live show day and everything we did and the plans. And 10 seconds in, he just started going,
you know, the
July 11th, the best show, blah, blah.
You know the last 500 metres of a run where you sprint to get your average time down?
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
You did that, but at the very start, your yeah. 400 metres.
Yeah, just to, you know what I mean?
And then we passed away each.
Yeah, died. Died of death. I'm bollocksed.
How are you, brother? How are you feeling after the show?
I'm a bit worn out, yeah.
Yeah. Mad, isn't it? How can it last so many days? Is it a build-up, I think?
Yeah, I mean, it's the few weeks beforehand are very busy. I personally lost a lot of time and sleep and everything because there's a lot to do. But then the adrenaline.
And I think it's the tension. Your body's so tense for so many days and decompressing. So you are building and now you're slowly coming back down.
But I didn't feel it till last Monday. I woke up last Monday. Like in a fucking world of hurt. I was like, I cannot believe that's this Friday. Oh my God. And my body was so stressed right up until 11 o'clock Friday night. So I'm thinking, like, is it because I was so stressed for that amount of days that I'm like, ugh. Do you know what I'm saying?
Some
I do.
Pump, isn't it?
Yep.
Some adrenaline dump you get.
Yeah, just wiped after.
Wiped.
But I'm glad we don't think anything of ourselves. I can imagine, like, if you went out, like, with a big ego and you think you're a superstar or something like that, and then, like, you'll quickly realise 2 days later that you're just nobody.
Yeah.
When you're going down and getting your roll and your flat way, and you're going, oh, I'm nobody. Do you get me? But I'm glad we know that. Do you get me?
The weekend was wrote off. That was the nicest weekend of the year. And I was like, oh.
Owen.
We'll see the door.
I got you a present.
Go on.
Why does it look so suspicious?
I brought that in. He goes, oh, you got me a gift. And I goes, oh, I didn't get your hat. And he laughed, thought I was messing. I was like, no, like, legit, like, I didn't.
I got you a present, bro.
It was the way you said, I'll get you in.
Did you say it like that?
All right.
For coming on the stage with us, bro.
Oh, it's this is.
Now, there's only one condition.
Uh-huh.
It has to go on the gaff. Somewhere.
Right. I'm only half owner of that gaff, so I'll...
the other half confirmed.
I'll bring it up to the committee.
No, the other half confirmed.
Yeah, I'd say she did, yeah.
See this committee...
Oh, hand on me hard to have proof.
See this committee. Is your mar on it? Is your mar on the committee?
I don't believe so, no. Don't have committees where I'm from.
So I'm going to hand you the pleasant. Just make sure it goes up in the gaff. That's all I'm saying, right, bro? Why are you panicking for looking in the bag?
It's a framed picture. Is this a picture of you?
Just have a look at the picture.
Describe to the listener, John.
This is a picture of Terence and five people he is not related to.
Yeah.
I'd fucking John McGuckin's in the background.
Eating his fingers. I was like, how do I crop him out? Why is he eating his nails?
Five people, Alan.
Five people are my parents, my sister, my wife, and my uncle. And John McGuckin in the background eating his fingers.
I was showing the fucking crop him out and all. I said, fuck it, leave him in the park.
Thank you very much, Terry.
I want that in the house somewhere, and I want the picture of it in the house, please.
I'll keep it somewhere safe, so if you ever call over, we'll get the picture.
Yeah, get that out. Get that out of the attic.
He wasn't as a coaster.
That's very kind of you.
I seen your family at the show and we were upstairs, and I was just asked, noticing them all together. I was like, you, quick, get in the picture before Owen gets out. Got a little snapper all of them, then I said, I'll bring that into on Monday.
Yeah, come over and introduce themselves to me, Owen. Terribly nice people, mate.
Oh, bro, you're not from that family.
No, and I swear, skip the generation, Owen. Yeah. You're the black sheep in that family.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's true.
Have you got an older brother?
No, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
I've got a younger brother.
I think you're the black sheep.
And I'd say he listens to the quiz and he goes, I know exactly how Calvin feels.
Robbed?
No, just, you know, psychological
injustice.
Warfare.
Injustice. Yeah, no, I. Yeah.
Oh, you.
Me, him, and Charlie Conlon.
You tried to get public support for the quiz.
Oh, yeah. A few people on board?
A few.
The TBX crowd at the start, Teddy, they were all on board, weren't you? Remember the 50 people? I go, see, who thinks I was robbed? And they were all
about 20. There was about 20.
It was about, yeah.
And then the board, gosh, it's 1%. 40 people said you were robbed.
Yeah, but how many people did we.
2,500 people said I'm one fairly.
No, that wasn't even asked as a question.
No, it was. I asked it.
No, you didn't. You go, see, who thinks I've done a good job?
You took a bad hiding on that one.
That means you weren't robbed. Do you get me?
No.
That's what I meant by that, like, because
you went, did I do a good job of dishing out yellows and disciplinary? And I was like, I don't want to get sent off.
You said, was I robbed? And there was a few people went, okay. Yeah.
I keep getting messages about it. And everyone's like, I think you are robbed. I was like, send it to the podcast. Send it to the podcast.
Yeah, you're 40 fans, yeah.
Doesn't matter. 40 people. Look, there's a tribunal be informed.
Hey, I'm just going to put it in place. There's a quiz next week.
For fuck's sake.
There's a quiz next, so I'm going to tell the two of you to prepare for next week.
We've had a listener suggest you and Stollett need to do a quiz.
We'd love to do
one. Oh, we're saying this
but
for
the,
years.
But the subject is, who knows me better?
Yes, do it. We win. How can they?
We need to do a quiz with me as quizmaster and you against Stollett.
Do they know your nickname?
No.
They definitely don't.
They probably know my other one.
Doesn't matter.
Hmm?
Whoa.
One more thing I want to actually mention.
Go on.
I parked at my man's here, and I told you, I'm parking at my ma's and I'm getting the Lewis down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I walked from my ma's to Star Street, a lot of people were pulling me and all, like, good luck and all, well done, blah, blah, blah. See you later. And all. I was like, fuck me, this is deadly. Felt like I was going out to, like, fight for Ireland or something. I really did. Yeah. Felt like I was representing them. I felt like I was representing the area. They were like, see you later on, best of luck and all. And I was like, fuck.
This is scary, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, do you know what happened? Got to the Lewis stop and I was in 14 minutes. I was like, I'm not waiting 14 minutes and I'm not walking. So I got a lift down. Couldn't walk, it was too hot. Oh, parents, it was the hottest day of the year, mate. And I had two bikes. Couldn't be walking on. 14 minutes as well. How's the Lewis taking 14 minutes to show up anywhere? There should be one well before that.
We just walked.
No,
it was bleeding 27 degrees.
And plus, you're not just walking. You're walking from Star Street. You have to walk down through the Financial, cross the Samuel Beckett, and then out to the bar. Gosh, you're like,
yeah. I walked from Pierce Street, which was about 10 minutes. Pierce Street Station.
And then the heat as well. Probably
I'd say so that melted.
That takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, crowd were great.
I just
want to say thanks to them. They were great.
No, but Alan,
can we talk about how nervous you were about the build up to it, all that, when we revealed that you were going to come on? You didn't know which way the crowd were going to take it, and we were like, the crowd are going to erupt down. Like, never been sure.
Stupid, but I get it, because I do that as well myself, and I've done 11 shows. I'm like, what if we come out and they don't cheer for us or something? It's like, why are you? But I genuinely do think that as well, like,
yeah.
So I get what you are going through, but we were trying to, like, give you 100% reassurance, and you were still on the edge.
Should we walk in and we're like, thanks for being here, and someone goes, where's Owen off the bat?
Yeah.
Off the bat?
Off the bat.
I'm nearly sure people are buying extra tickets just to get the sold out thing so you would show up. Yeah. Like, we announced on Thursday that it was sold out, and the first message I got was, Owen Brennan is shitting.
Yeah.
So I'm nearly sure people are like, I have me ticket. How many's left? 20? Buy another 5 there and ring the lads to buy the other 15. Oh, Brendan's coming on that stage.
Yeah. I think anyone, you'll never be sure, will you? Until you do it. Like, you never know how people
I can't believe how much of a fuss you kicked up about picking John Cena as your song. We were like, I'll come out to something else. And you were like, if it's either, it's not John Cena, I'm not coming out. So we were like, right, fucking give him John Cena.
Can you?
That's a lie.
Can you now say to us that worked perfect? I said.
It worked okay.
After the song played, I said, did y'all get the reason why the song was played? And the whole entire. Betty Wood said yeah.
No, she didn't.
No, but she nearly did. I seen her cheer and she just cheered because everyone else cheered. But everyone cheered. Everyone knew where the song played. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It was a great night.
Well, we were saying, like, from the start to now with the live shows, like, it's almost like the crowd have amongst themselves like decided that you have to run amok.
Do you reckon they're having the team meeting outside?
Yeah.
Like, when we can win.
Run amok.
But it's like, up the front you'll do this and up the back we'll do that.
The first few shows, like, people would, you'd look at them and they wouldn't know whether to stand and clap, or like, now you go out, it's a given. They're all up and they're all screaming. Yeah. And it's just like, you're a legend. Like, they know getting a ticket for the show, like, just go up and run amok and make yourself heard. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they've just, the last 2-3 shows, I'm like, fucking hell, them crowds are nuts.
Great maniac at the end of the match.
Oh, it was class. Class.
Oh, and can we talk about what you said after the show? That was the cheapest and best idea we've ever had. We just put Maniac.
I was saying that during the song, I was on the side of the stage going, this is the cheapest.
Oh, I love it.
But you were bald. It was like you was wrote it. They were bald deep in the song.
And then Kyla getting into it as well.
Remember I said it to you when we played it? I was like, do we not have the version without Mark's words in it? Yeah. Because I had my own words for it, you know what I mean? Because at the end, it goes
songs and all the gaff.
It goes, Joe, at the end, it goes, 25 years now, here we are, hand in hand, INC, come with me to the place to be. I was going to say, 11 live shows now, here we are, 30 flower, COB.
Ah, little.
I had it all, so still.
I think it worked well the way we did it.
Oh, it did, it worked perfect.
I think it worked well.
It worked perfect. Just a little
more. Sort of question?
Yeah.
One on.
Right, one from Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Yep. If you were to go back in time 200 years, with all the knowledge you have now, but no more, what current everyday invention do you think you could invent?
Oh, Alan. Well, it's... We're very tired, bro.
Did they have toothbrushes 200 years ago?
I do think about this, Alan. Do you know if it was a zombie apocalypse? You're like, right, what you contribute? And then when you're rebuilding society, I'm like... I can connect to Wi-Fi if you give me a router and electricity and a phone. You know what I mean? So ring me when you get to there and I'll jump in. But like, if you were to drop me back then, look, I don't have a train.
Boys, we're different generations.
200 is hard. If it was 500, you might have a better chance.
So you ever see the older generations on?
I have seen them.
Boys, they can do everything. They can do everything. The window breaks, the toilet breaks. Art breaks, they paint the gaff.
My dad's done everything in his gaff. He's put the floorboards down, he's done the kitchen, he's done the skirts, he's done the tiles in the bathroom, right? And growing up looking at that, getting me own gaff, I was like, I'll do the skirts. Yeah. And then I found out where a mitre cut is, and I was like, Dad, I can't do this. No, 30.
What useless guns?
No, 30, honestly. Anyone out there knows where a mitre cut? That's a mitre cut. See the corner where the two skirts meet?
Yeah.
You just think, I'll just cut that and I'll cut that. You're like, no. Because that might be a different angle to that. And I'm like, how? But that's what you have to factor in. I was like, I can't do that.
But they can do everything.
They can do everything, mate. Everything.
And I swear I struggled to change
the
light bulb.
And he has no trade.
I don't struggle to change it. Struggle.
Do you know what I don't even know how to do anymore? Wear a plug. I learned how to do it in 4 sharing skills. Don't know how to do it anymore. Do you ever wear a plug?
No.
Easiest thing in the world to do. Can't remember how to do it. Can't remember how to do it. What? If I went back 200 years, so what we're saying, 1825. I don't know, there's no electricity floating around back then. Is there? There's not. 1825.
Yeah, but could you do that?
No, but I mean, like, so we're going back to before light bulbs and all, everyone still has candles. I could probably make a candle. No?
Make a candle?
I think they had candles before.
Did you not say they already have candles?
Yeah, but like, imagine you'd be like, can't I whip up a candle now and nothing now for you?
And how are you going to do it?
I'll
do it when I get there.
The wrench was invented or patented in 1835.
What's the wrench?
The tool.
Oh.
Could you give that a go?
Making it?
And do what with it?
Just show up and say, I'll
open them nuts for you, pal.
Well, I'd say the man who patented the wrench did all right for himself.
Dunlop definitely didn't invent the tyre back then.
Yeah, but could you invent a tyre? Can you go back and you've no reference? You have to, just what's inside your head, you have to sit down and make a tyre. Can you do it?
Get me a load of rubber. Put it around that wooden wheel there, pal, and look how much easier it is now on the old cobblestones. You're wrapping rubber around wheels, pal.
I think you're doing more than that, though.
Yeah, but then you just, you know what I mean? And the new version of tyres, tyre 2.0, I'm like, this fella's a genius. And I'm like, when you see 3.0 comes out.
1839, the bicycle.
And you're saying you can invent a bike? If I said to you now, go and build a bike, you think you could do it? With all the technology you have now, could you think you could do it? Imagine going back 200 years ago.
Well, if you've already invented the tyre, I'm halfway there.
Tell boys teaming up, I'm in the corner trying to change the
It's going to be like Back to the Future. We're going to go back and then change everything in the past. You're going to walk outside and there's going to be a bike shop on the corner, I believe, North Earl Street. O'Brien and Brennan's bikes or something.
1849, the safety pin. Could you invent a safety pin?
What's that one?
I think you could. You're just bending metal. You know what I mean?
the spring, the little.
Yeah, but you just got it in the little catch. It's not hard to do.
I think it's very frustrating, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but like surely you'd try it out, pal.
What, in a frag, like?
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the pin from a grenade.
Is that what you're on about?
Like, no, the safety pin. You know the thing you eat winkles with? You know a pin? If you're pinning something on your jacket, you know the little badge? You know the pin that goes in the back?
Ah, the round, the that one.
Yeah.
It's not round. What's that shape? It's nearly
oval. Oval, yeah. Wouldn't it be? Oval. Like an oval. But that wasn't invented when 18, what?
1830.
Safety pin and a grenade. Surely they had grenades long before that, did they?
No.
No?
No. Grenades are probably, what, 1900s? Probably.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Haven't even got them that long.
Yeah. Same with the machine gun.
Nah, there's machine guns around since the blade 1700s or something, isn't there? No, the Russians didn't have something.
Nearly sure the Germans invented machine guns. Remember they used the blade and chew? Then they allowed you to put the pellet in, the gunpowder, stick the blade and yoke in, and then shoot again. It used to take you 20 minutes to blade and kill someone.
Yeah, that's why World War One was so, like, basically the worst war ever, because they were still fighting with 19th century tactics where you just send as many men as possible towards the enemy. But some of them had discovered machine guns and things like that, so they were able to kill. Like the French, I think, still had horses and swords and all that at the start of the war.
The teapot.
I don't think the teapot was invented in the last 200 years.
When was it invented? I think you're going to invent that. I burn a tin onto the blade and yoke onto the stove there. Heat that up.
In China in the 16th century.
What else can I think I'm going to invent? Laces.
Yeah, I thought of laces, but I'd say they were earlier than that.
Yeah, but what about an ogle?
16th century.
Well, laces, yeah. What about the ogle though?
Oh, wait, no, that's laces in the fabric.
Yeah.
Shoelace.
Do you know what an ogle is? The plastic bit at the end of your lace?
Yeah.
Surely that was revolutionary, Alan.
No, 1790. You missed it.
Sake. This is tough. We're useless. In general.
Yeah.
The zipper, 1914. No, I couldn't invent one.
So the zipper is only 111 years old.
Off your jacket?
Yeah. How do you outground your neck?
All right. We move on to another question.
Yeah.
McGinty.
McGinty.
What's the most outrageous conversation you've ever overheard in public?
I told you this. Got off the bus there a couple of weeks ago. There's a homeless couple. There's a tent at the bus stop. And there was a homeless couple. And she was fucking all his clothes out in the street. You can fuck off back up to that brazza you were with the other night. I was like, he is a legend. You're homeless and you're out ripping your board off. How is that possible? And she was fucking all his clothes out. I was like, this is mad, because I can walk over to me man's and hear the same conversation and someone be fucking clothes out the window instead.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fucking lethal.
Outrageous conversation I've ever heard in public.
Do you know what me and Amy have a tendency of doing when we go out of field? Sitting beside couples who are breaking up. It's always happening. They're either on their first date or they're breaking up. Always happening. Mad awkward.
I love people watching.
Love it.
When I'm out.
But you know when you're beside your
I love trying to decide. Are they on a first date?
Yeah.
Are they still,
yeah.
You know, are they still in that phase?
But you can tell when they're on the first date because it'd be mad awkward, right? And then, we were beside someone who was breaking up before. And like, you know, me and my brother are sitting there like pretending not to look at each other, looking at the floor and all, and I'm literally 6 inches away from the fella beside me who's snapping and your one's like, look, it's just how it is and all. And he's running amok and I was like, this is mad. Sorry, yeah, can I get a bit of bleeding mayo there? Thanks. You know what I mean? Get the bill when you're ready.
Another from McGinty.
Yup, McGinty.
Yup, McGinty.
If you turned your phone off for 48 hours, doesn't need to be an if with Terry, who do you think will be the first missed call from and who will be the first to look for you? Who did look for you when you went missing for 48 hours?
I've been missing loads of times.
Exactly. We have a wide data set to sample from here.
In what sense, like, he'll be concerned? Is that what that's asking?
Yeah.
Because loads of people just randomly ring
you
now.
Who's the first person who's going to notice your absence?
Surely it's your board.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that'd make the most sense.
Hmm.
I only... she would have said me mad a few years ago.
No, I've gone like days without ringing me, ma.
Yeah, same.
And
that's
vice versa. And then like, she'd ring at the end of the week and she'd be like, alright, stranger. I was like, ma, I was talking to you on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday today.
Never heard from me anymore. What are you on about? Like, we were talking 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I was in your house 3 days ago.
Terry, you'll understand soon.
Yeah. It's all ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
Toilet paper was invented in 1880.
Bro,
could have invented toilet paper.
That's a show.
I could invent toilet paper.
That's a show.
That's what I'm doing.
The flushing toilet.
That's my one.
John Crapper.
Thomas Crapper, I think.
Yeah, well, your man Crapper, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Why is that's not his name? Why
yes, it is.
It's definitely not his name.
Yes, it is.
That's where the term untainted crap came from.
I think I'm stupid.
Google it.
Yeah, you go there. Who invented the toilet? Do you want to know who invented
it? That's Leighton. You always go, you fucking idiot.
And toilet paper was invented by the British Perforated Paper Company.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So were people just not wiping their ass before then?
Joseph Giatti. Thank you.
The flushing toilet.
Oh, Rob, who invented toilet paper?
No, the toilet. Not toilet paper. The toilet.
Oh, whoa.
It's Joseph Giatti as well?
No, I think we're wrong here, Calvin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. You didn't look up the right thing.
Sure, John Hardington it was. Kelly Hardington's uncle invented the toilet.
Put flushing toilet.
There's belief that Thomas Crapper never even existed.
Ah, me bollocks.
He was...
See what I mean, boys? He's a very gullible people, you still.
A Zodiac fella.
Very gullible, Alan.
Do you know what we discovered on the stall like, a couple of weeks ago?
Go on.
Another myth. Bats are not blind.
Yeah. They just have poor vision. They can see.
They have very good vision.
I don't know about that now.
Yeah.
I know they can see. They just can't see brilliantly. So they use sonar.
In dark light conditions, they can see better than us.
Yeah, because they live in the dark.
Yeah, but the saying is blind as a bat.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't know that.
I was only going to say, how did we know that bats
knew bats
were blind?
See.
Do you get me?
I knew they could see. They're not like hawks. You know what I mean?
Blind as a bat.
And they use sonar more than the sight, I'd say. That's how that works.
Yeah, probably.
Come here. What was happening before toilet roll then? What were they doing?
Blade. You don't need an imagination to figure that one out. Like leaves.
Newspaper.
Were they using cloths or something? You know what I mean? And then when you have to wash the cloth, that's what I mean.
They probably weren't cleaning it very well anyway.
No, definitely
people
not.
Were not clean back then.
Oh, definitely not.
People stank.
Yeah, 100%. That's why everyone was bleeding. You were an old man when you got to 32.
And if you had a bath, it was usually with cold water. And if you lived in this part of the world, you could die.
If you had a bath, so was the whole family using the same water, I imagine.
Yeah.
Probably brushing your teeth with it then after.
They say that if you went back in time a couple of hundred years, you'd just be bowled over by the smell of the place. Horrendous.
There was no sewage systems, yeah?
Yeah.
People shitting in buckets and pouring outside the door. Good luck. That was it.
Oh, boys.
Come here, remember during COVID, everyone was panicking all buying all the toilet roll. It's like the most easily replaced thing ever. Like, wash your arse. Use a cloth. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't survive without toilet roll.
Yeah, but everyone's panicking.
I know, but like, if it was an apocalypse and it's like, take a gallon of water or take a 6-pack of bleeding toilet roll, you're taking the water, pal. You know what I mean? It's the most easily replaced thing is toilet roll.
Yeah, true.
But anyways, what was McGinty's question?
John Hardington invented the toilet. That's the last thing I said.
Yeah, but what did McGinty say?
Something about the toilet. Who invented the toilet?
The phone. 48 hours.
The phone?
Yeah.
If you turned off the phone, it went missing.
Yeah, bored.
Yeah, bored. Right.
My board texted me. I was in work yesterday and I hadn't heard from him in about 4 hours and he texted me like, hey, you all right? I'm in work. I'm busy doing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's all. Put me money on it. Imagine we put it to the test and we didn't hear it. My boys, I'd be sick.
Yeah, she's out on benders now.
Yeah. Me ma hockey me found it. She's out on benders.
You think
me putting
concerned.
Up missing posters in me board now. Look, we'll wrap it up. Leave
it right there. All right.
Any questions in the talking bollocks at goloudnow.com. Take us out at home.
Boom. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went there and wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur though.
Yeah, they have a sussed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Oh, you're waiting it now.
The Hip Knocker. Go down, go down, go down.